Welcome to the Just a Normal Patriot Podcast, episode 32.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war. But there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side, he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rather than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard around the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. And great forces around the moon and the world, we learn their spirits, not animals. He said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells doom. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
The scumbags in the administrative state must be held accountable for their crimes against this republic. They've committed treason against the American people. How are these people allowed to walk freely down the street without being boot stomped by every freedom-loving American on the United States? What is happening here? We're seeing so much illegal activity from this federal government. How do they continue to exist? How is the resolve of the American people not so defined that these people cannot breathe without having a patriot standing over them? Zero accountability in this republic. Zero integrity, morality. These lawless, godless evildoers. They would seek to turn us all into slaves. We can't continue like this. The loss of freedom currently being countered by the American people is astronomical. Constitution, our Bill of Rights, the values entailed in the Declaration of Independence, forsaken, gone, shredded, burned, sold. Current occupants of Congress, the administrative state, the national security apparatus, the executive branch, all owned by the Chinese Communist Party. Treasonous snakes who will be held accountable for their crimes against the people. You really think there's a path towards reunification? I'd love to know what that is. It's not going to be done through law because we have complete vilification of our entire law system. Economic? No, they pretty much turned our entire economy into a socialist hellhole that only seeks the 10%. It's forsaken the 90% of normal, freedom-loving Americans. So if it's not economical and it's not governmental, maybe societal. Well, we've seen that there's factions of socialist, communist suckbags all over this republic who would do anything in their power to destroy it. So it's not going to come from that, and it's certainly not going to come from the rhino part of the country who just wants to sit back and be part of the popular crew like we're in high school again. So what's left? The 30% that'll put their foot down, put a line in the sand and say, no, you're not crossing this line. And if you do, you're going to feel 3.5 pounds of pressure be released from the end of this muzzle. It's the bold. It's the ones that will always hold true to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the values instilled in the Declaration of Independence, and say, no, this is our country. We will not turn it over. We will not bow down. We will not take a knee. We only kneel for one thing, and that's God. And guess what? They're not it. We stand for the flag. We salute. We sing the national anthem, and we love this nation. And we will gladly step on the field of battle against these scumbags who would kill our entire families to make a profit. And we'll say no more. No more of your woke crap, your gender ideology bull crap, which is just repackaged Marxism. It's another variety of class warfare. And we'll say it doesn't matter how many times you indict our president. We're not going to back down. We're not going to go hide in a corner and cower because, oh, you're so scary. They're human beings. They die like everything else. No more. No more of your crap. No more of your propaganda. We all know the enemy is the greatest threat to the American people. They're enemies of the republic. Mainstream media is nothing more than repackaged propaganda by the Marxists. It's got to stop. One thing's for absolute certain, 2024 is going to be a hell of a ride. Protect your family. Stock up on the bare essentials, food, water, capability for shelter, ammo. Anything and everything will happen. We have a deciding date and endpoint where the future and the fate of the Republic will be decided. November 2024. Everything before them is just shaping. Good luck. Godspeed.
Dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!